stop at a Mexican food. What's the difference?
On May 19th, 1984, a dubious kind of history was made.
$110,237. You have won more money than anyone's ever even thought about winning on Press Your Luck.
An unemployed ice cream truck driver took a major American television network on a ride that no one watching would ever forget. The year was 1984. Greed was good. Ronald Reagan would soon start his second term, and the elder George Bush was a humble vice president.
I just don't believe we ought to do that.
The Summer Olympics made sure that everyone loved L.A. And Michael Jackson was, well, Michael Jackson. In television, obscene wealth and wisecracking private eyes ruled the primetime ratings, and game shows reigned in daytime, including my show. I'm Peter Tamarkin. I hosted Press Your Luck during its four-year run from 1983 to 1986 on CBS. And here's another piece of nostalgia. While today's high-tech, big jackpot game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire gives big bucks a whole new meaning, if you wanted to be a millionaire in 1984, you wouldn't go on a game show. That's because cash prizes, even on the biggest shows like Price is Right, never, and I mean never, got higher than $40,000 in a single day. Until this guy came along. Michael Larson is a guy who made it, lost it, tried to make it again, and then lost it all.
My brother was what we consider a strange. Definitely strange.
I mean, he wasn't a bad person. He wasn't a mean person. He was very easy to get along with. But he always thought that he was smarter than everybody else.
Well, on May 19th, 1984, Michael Larson was smarter than everybody else. At least smarter than us. After it was all over, I asked Michael Larson a few questions. Everybody in the studio wanted to know, who is this guy?
You've been watching the show and
every day. I'm unemployed, so I...
You came out here from where?
Southwestern Ohio, between Cincinnati and Dayton.
And what did you used to do, Michael? What kind of work?
I've been an air conditioning mechanic, and I drove an ice cream truck for about 10, 12 years, but I'm not this summer. No way.
Oh, evidently not. Michael, I understand that you borrowed the money to get here.
Yes, sir.
You went to a thrift shop to buy a shirt to get on the show.
65 cents.
65 cents for a shirt. I'm sure anybody would give you the shirt off their back right now. Okay, now, Michael, I understand that yesterday was your daughter's birthday.
Yes.
What happened?
I didn't have any money really to buy her anything. She will get something now. Very nice.
Michael did rush some nice birthday presents off to six-year-old Jennifer, much to the surprise of many of Michael's other relatives. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's back up to where our story begins.
I was once asked a question about whether Michael was a lovable loser. And I think I told the person yes. But in reflection upon that, I would have to say no. I just think he was a person that was doomed to self-destruction because of his desire to make money as quickly as he could.
Michael Larson was an Ohio boy born in 1949. One of four brothers, he soon made it clear he was not like the other boys.
I one time told somebody that my brother's life would be like a soap opera, except it was real. And if you wanted to write a story about somebody's life and how really strange and turns of events that took place, his life would be it. I mean, it would be the masterpiece.
Already married and divorced twice while very young, by 1983, Michael was in a common law marriage with Teresa Dinwiddie.
Michael Larson had a constant yearning for knowledge. He was constantly learning and gathering information of all sorts of things. The news impressed him to somewhat. He had to know what was going on in the world.
My brother was the type of person that would get involved with something and get in over his head.
Michael wanted to transcend his day job, to move beyond his station, to become somebody. he soon built a platform for the launch of his dreams.
Michael had gathered up televisions. We had two or three of the old box 25-inch that sit on the floor, VCRs. And on top of those, he stacked other televisions.
Then Michael sat down and began to watch a lot of television. He was looking for something, just what he didn't know. Michael watched any program geared toward making a fast, easy buck. His favorite such programs were game shows.
Michael was so obsessed with his game shows and his televisions and whatever else he would do. It put a large strain on our relationship.
Then one day, Michael Larson saw the light. He saw Press Your Luck.
Kind of like a giant ship, almost like the Titanic. And in its day, it was the technological marvel of its time. Unfortunately, Press Your Luck, as the Titanic, met Michael Larson, the iceberg.
Coming up, the producers of Press Your Luck meet a wolf in sheep's clothing. Big Bucks, the Press Your Luck scandal, will be right back.
Well, you know, they say there's a first time for everything. And this is the first time we've not been able to complete our game in the appointed time. So we will continue this incredible run of...
Little did I know that 19 years later, the Michael Larson game would still be going on. Hi, I'm Peter Tamarkin, and he's Peter Tamarkin, too. Nice outfit, don't you think? Well, we're both here to give you an inside look at an incredible moment in television. When an ordinary guy from Ohio made monkeys out of me, my colleagues, and a major television network.
Bill Carruthers was on a roll when he and his partner, Bill Mitchell, created Press Your Luck in 1983. Having been behind hit game shows during the 60s and 70s, Press Your Luck was their ultimate creation. One of the stars of this show was the big Press Your Luck board. Today's Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, has a big board, but it's run by a computer controlling digital graphics. The original board is a dinosaur in comparison. But it was really something back then, the envy of the game show world.
What we have here are the two original game boards for Press Your Luck that we pulled out of archives that were responsible for the randomizer and game board control. Buttons on this side of the console were responsible for raising the whammies. Next to that were the pattern selects for the five original random patterns. Lastly, the start button, which started the randomizer, moving around the board and cycling through the lists that were built into the program.
There were other reasons for the immediate success of Press Your Luck.
Press my luck.
Go on, I'm going. Gonna go.
Go for it, stop!
Let's look at some dollar totals. We have a lot of dollars.
Press Your Luck at that time gave away the most money of all the game shows. And most of it was cash.
Press Your Luck was a game where there was a question and answer round and a bonus round spin round. In the question and answer round, you earned spins on our big bonus board. And there was a question and answer round, and then the first round on the board, and the second question round, and then the final spin round. So you earned spins by answering questions correctly, and then you went to the board and earned prizes, money.
Stop at $1,250.
Or you landed on the whammy.
Stop at a whammy.
And he took all your money and prizes away.
Your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Another star of the show was the star, me, the host.
Come on, big.
But when most people remember Press Your Luck, they remember these guys.
Stop! He got a whammy.
The whammies. These animated creatures would be conjured up every time a contestant hit the wrong screen. And with the seemingly random operation of the big board, hitting a whammy was just a matter of time.
Stop at a whammy.
The actual odds of hitting a whammy were 1 in 6 spins.
Stop!
Oh.
And every contestant eventually met his whammy fate.
Come on, stop!
Stop at a whammy.
So what could go wrong? Everything.
Michael would yell for me, Tracy, he said, come here. He said, you've got to see this. He said, watch this guy on here. Watch it.
Michael saw something in Press Your Luck that nobody else saw, save a few technicians.
It was just a matter of studying it, watching it over and over and over and over.
What was he looking for so obsessively? Well, it would take 19 years for us to find out.
He was almost in a trance state. He would watch and count how many flashes that went around the board.
Then one triumphant night, Michael Larson's quest ended.
Yeah!
He was like a kid at Christmas time. He was just so excited. He said, I've got it.
It'll work. You've got to see this.
Michael had cracked the code. He knew then what he had to do. He was heading into L.A., straight into our lives.
When you're in the Los Angeles area, we'd love to have you come to our contestant tryouts.
We held daily auditions. We had one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Maybe 50 people in each session. He came in, and he said he had just gotten off a bus. Said he had walked up Vine Street and said that he was an ice cream man from Ohio. And I'm sitting here going, no, he's not.
Bobby Edwards was one shrewd guy. He knew something was wrong. But Michael Larson was not to be denied.
I said, the guy's got a great story, but I don't know that I buy it. He played the game well. He was smart. He answered the questions. He had a lot of energy. And Bill said, what do you think? And I said, I don't trust him. There's something about him I don't believe in and I don't trust. I did not want to book it. Bill did. That's how he got to the studio. The rest is history.
But it takes more than just Michael to play. There were two other contestants that day.
The very first day, I sat beside this person who ended up being Michael Larson. And at one point, he said, so, you know, how many times have you seen the show? And I said, once. And I'll never forget his reaction because he kind of looked at me as if, are you from another planet?
All right, Janie, good luck to you.
Thank you. Maybe you'll
make some money today on Dress Your Luck, okay?
I was there for fun. I liked the trivia part of it. I really hope to win money. I mean, that would have been great. That's why everyone goes on a game show, I'm sure.
You know how we do this?
May 19th, 1984, a date which will live in game show infamy.
The day we came for the taping, I met Michael again, and I was surprised that he was there. And then the thing that really surprised me is Michael mentioned to me that day, as he said to me, I really hope we don't have to play each other.
Janie picked up a completely different vibe from Michael.
Let's meet Michael Larson. How are you, Michael?
Waiting in the green room with all the other contestants, Michael just seemed creepy. He had a creepy smile. He just seemed like a creepy person. And I knew I could beat this creepy person.
But Janie and a lot of other people who should have known better were wrong.
Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We are television's most competitive game. As you've been watching the last few days, you know that. And this is, well, this is the exciting day because this is the final day of the big home player game. Yes? Yes, I know, but it is the final. But we're going to have big bucks today. I can feel it. Remember, yesterday, Georgia Mae Davis of Corsicana, Texas, won a trip to Rio de Janeiro. Fabulous. And today, we're hoping it's you. So whatever's lucky, grab onto it, because when that home player spin comes up in round two, we're going to be playing it for you. And I know it's going to be big bucks, so let's talk to the three players who are going to vie for the big bucks today and press your luck. Starting with our returning champion, Ed Long.
Hey, right,
Ed. $11,516. Ed, what are you going to do besides buy a lot of E-cup brassieres? What's the plan?
No, I won't buy any of those, I promise, Peter. I really don't know. I still can hardly believe it.
Yeah, well, you've got it. It's all yours, Ed.
Yes. $11,005.
Maybe you can make some more today.
I hope so.
All right, best of luck to you. Let's meet our second player, Michael Larson. How are you, Michael? Now, Michael, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I drive an ice cream truck in the summer. I hope to win enough money here not to have to do that.
Do you have it with you today? Do you have the ice cream truck with you today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we had all kinds of orders we were going to take. What a day for it. Well, Michael, you want to earn enough money so you don't have to deal with the ice cream truck.
Right.
Huh? You just
right.
want to eat the ice cream, though.
No, I've done enough of that, too.
You kind of OD'd on ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you won't OD on money, Michael. Best of luck to you.
Yeah.
And let's meet our third player, Janie Litras. How are you, Janie? Now, you work for a dentist of some renown.
Oh, yes. I've worked 6 years for a crazy Polish dentist.
What's he do? Make him crazy.
He sings to his patients and serves them drinks to calm them down a little bit.
I don't think it's so crazy. I like that. All right, Janie, good luck to you.
Thank
and maybe
you.
You'll make some money today on Press Your Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You know how we do this. You give me a correct buzzing answer, you get three spins. The correct multiple choice answer, one spin. And of course, you know what's up on that board. Most of it's good, but a few whammies. So hopefully you'll earn some spins. Here we go. Crow's feet are those facial lines around the eyes that we get from squinting. According to American Health Magazine, at what age does the average... Janie?
40.
Does the average person get them? Is the correct answer 40, 30, or 50? Ed?
40.
Ed says it's 40.
40.
Michael? 40. The average person gets serious crow's feet at the age of 40. Ed gets a spin, Michael gets a spin, and Janie gets three. Obviously, none of you have crow's feet, and since I'm 20, I certainly don't. Moving right along, okay? You've probably got President Franklin D. Roosevelt in your pocket or purse right now because his likeness is on the head side. Michael?
$50 bill.
Of what American coin is the correct answer a $50 bill, a nickel, or a dime? Ed?
A dime.
A dime, says Ed. Janie, what do you
I'll
think?
I'll say a dime.
Well, FDR is on the dime. Ed goes to two, Michael stays at one, and Janie goes to four. Third question. Early buzz, he didn't quite get it, but here goes the next question. What member of the wedding party is responsible for giving the check to the clergyman? Janie?
The best man.
All right, is the correct answer the best man, the groom, or the bride's father? Ed?
I should know this, shouldn't
you
I,
sure
Peter?
Should,
I
Ed.
Really should know this.
Yeah.
I'll be in deep trouble if I don't get it.
You're right, Ed.
You can tell it's just on the end of my tongue, can't you?
You can probably lay
it's
it out
to
me.
Best man.
Best man.
You got
okay,
it.
What do you think, Michael?
It's the best man.
Best man. Well, yeah, it's the best man. Ed goes to three, Michael to two, and Janie to seven. Pressure was on, Ed, but you pulled it out. Congratulations.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Fourth question. They say they're coming back, and personally, I can hardly wait. According to the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, if a woman wears a miniskirt to flatter her legs, she should wear a heel of at least how many inches high? Janie.
Two.
All right, is the correct answer two, one, or three? Ed?
Two.
Two. And what do you think, Michael?
I'll say two.
Two. This time, Ed, you were smart. You went with a lady, and the fact of the matter is that two-inch heel is the right one. Ed goes to four, Michael to three, and Janie to ten. And you're going to get a chance to turn those spins into bucks when we come back after this. So, stick with us.
We started our investigation by going back and closely examining the master tape of the Michael Larson episodes. Back in 1984, as they are today, videotaped television programs were assembled on an electronic timeline known as timecode. A program's duration is broken down into hours, minutes, seconds, and a division of seconds called frames. Each second contains 30 individual frames of video. Using time code, we can slow down the action to analyze what Michael is doing. One frame at a time. Trust me. You're going to need to pay attention while you're watching this show.
Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We are
okay, let's start to get into the brain of Michael Larson.
This is on the head side. Michael.
$50 bill.
A very important detail to notice is Michael's hands.
$50 bill.
Look how he holds his hands, interlocked over the button in a position to strike like a rattlesnake.
On the head side.
Ed and Janie use just one hand.
Stop!
But Michael is meticulous in his approach.
Stop!
Though his hands are not visible for most of the show, Michael's body movements make it easy to follow the action.
Stop!
Stop!
Hand-eye coordination looks to play a critical role in his master plan. Michael Larson is just getting warmed up. The real fun is about to begin.
Stop! Stop! At 1250 again. Board, $13,000 up there, as long as well as some surprises and prizes and a few whammies, so you want to be careful. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. You can pass your remaining spins anytime during your turn, and four whammies put you out of the game. The player with the least amount of spins goes first. Michael, three. You ready?
Yes.
Let's hit it. Big bucks.
Come on. Big bucks, big bucks. I'm going. Stop!
He got a win. Michael, one whammy, two spins, no bucks. You want to do it again?
Yes, I did.
Here we go.
Yeah, I did. Hey, no whammies, no whammies. Come on, big bucks. I need lots of money. Come on. Go. Stop.
Stop. Woo! At $1,250. One spin left. $1,250, Michael. Press your luck to pass.
I'm going.
Here we
going.
Go.
Stop.
Stop. Woo! At $1,250 again. $2,500, Michael. First place. Let's see how Ed can do with four spins. Ed, hit it.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks. Come on. This is for Toby. You did it last time. Stop.
Stop at $1,250. I think we're in a rut. $1,250, three spins, Ed.
Here
you go.
Woo! Go for it. Go for it. Stop.
Stop at an exercise Woo! Cycle. A
yes.
couple of them.
Ow.
The value up $480.
$1,730.
Two spins
go
left, Ed.
Go for it. Go for it. Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. $2,230. Still have two spins. Press the luck to pass. $270 less than Michael. Here
go
we go.
Go for it, Peter. Go for it. Go for it. Stop.
Stop at $450.
Oh, yeah.
$2,680. First place by 180. One spin left, Ed. I know you want that first place. What are you going to do with the spin?
I'm going to go for it.
Here we
Peter.
Go.
I'm going to go for it. Stop.
Stop at $300. $2,980. Yes. First place yes. for now. Let's see what Janie can do with a big 10 spin. Janie, here
Come
we go.
On. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a bumper pool table, Janie. Value that, $695. Third place, nine spins.
Go
here we go.
For it. Come on. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $400. $1,095. Third place, eight spins. Here we go.
Come on. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $750. Brings your total up to $1,845. Seven spins.
Come on. Big bucks, come on. Stop.
Stop at $550. Right. You're now at $2,395. Third place, six spins.
Come on.
Stop at a home gym. Value that. $499. Janie at $2,894. Second place. About $90 less than Ed. She's going for it. Here we go.
Give me some money. Come on. Stop.
Stop at move one space to a bedroom set or $300 and a spin.
I'll take the bedroom set.
Bedroom set. You've got it. $719. You're at $3,613. First place. By almost $700. Four spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press
here we
my
go.
Luck. Come on.
Stop at an air conditioner, Janie. Value at $495. That brings up to $4,108. About $1,100 more than Ed. Three spins, press your luck or pass.
Oh, I'll have to go one
Here
more
go,
time.
Here we go, she says. Here we
I
go.
Have to. Come on, no whammies. Come on. Stop.
Stop at move one space to $500 or $300 and a spin.
I'll take $500.
$546.08, first place. Two spins left.
Can I have to pass?
You're going to pass them now, and they go to you, Ed. Two to you, $2,980 in the line. Here we go.
Go for it, big bucks.
First place,
come on, stop.
At first place, $550.
All right, I'll pay
You're up to $3,530.
Right,
you're going to have to get something over a thousand to get first place, and Jamie has it. Here we
big
go.
Big bucks, big stop.
Stop at $550. Ed, your turn lives. $4,080. Michael, $2,500. Jamie, you have the lead, $4,608. You've got the advantage, and we're coming right back with a whole new round, so hang in there.
Okay, there's a lot to pay attention to in what you just saw. The first thing is that Michael whammies out on his very first spin. Hope you caught that. You won't see him do it again.
No whammies, no whammies. Come on, big bucks.
At first, Michael chants the familiar mantras of press your luck. But soon after, decides he doesn't need to continue the good contestant charade. From here on, he remains silent as he zones in on the board, waiting to strike.
Stop! Stop! At $1,250 again. $2,500, Michael.
the look on Michael Larson's face. At the time, I couldn't tell you what that look was, but now I can. I have a 15-year-old son who plays video games, and that's the look on his face. He was in a zone. He was looking for his patterns, and he had a lot of work to do.
We get our first glimpse of that concentration at time code 1 hour, 7 minutes, 54 seconds. Michael stops chanting, and his eyes lock in on something just before he hits the button and wins his first bit of cash.
Stop!
And now, watch it again in slow-mo.
He went into like a trance. And that's the only way I can describe it. He went into a trance.
So keep your eyes on Michael's eyes as we go on. This is a man with a lot on his mind. Michael has begun to fine-tune his attack. He's now all about total concentration. You now know a little bit more of what Michael Larson is doing. The audience and the Press Your Luck staff had no reason to suspect anything at this point in the show. But have you begun to figure it out?
More questions, you're going to give me answers. Answers become spins, and a spin can be worth as much as $5,000 in this round. Are you ready? Okay. You can sprinkle your clothes with hot, warm, or cold water before you iron them. But if you want to improve your ironing speed, which temperature water should you use? Ed.
Cold.
Is the correct answer cold? Hot or warm? Michael?
Cold.
Cold, says Michael.
I'll say warm.
Janie will say warm, and to speed things up, sprinkle your clothes with hot water. Yeah, I knew that because it was on the card. That's why I know it. See, you learn something every day here. Okay, we're going to go to question two. In what season of the year does a dog normally shed his fur? Ed?
The fall.
Is the correct answer the fall, the summer, or the spring? Michael?
Spring.
Spring for Michael. Janie.
I'll say spring.
Yeah, well, a dog normally sheds his fur in the springtime. Michael picks up a spin, and so does Janie. Ed, you have a strange dog.
Well, he grows it in the fall anyways.
Well, you got a strange puppy, Ed. Okay. It's okay. Here we go. In the famous Dutch lullaby, the three who sailed in the wooden shoe were Winkin, Blinkin, and...
Nod.
Michael says Nod is the correct answer. Nod... Sod or Fred? Ed?
Nod.
Nod.
Peter?
Nod. Ed is nodding at me. Janie?
It's Nod.
Nod. It's Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. Ed goes to one. Michael to four. Janie gets a spin. Okay. Here we go with the fourth question. The Polish call it their native dance, but it's really native to Czechoslovakia, and it's one of Lawrence Welk's trademarks. Michael?
Polka.
What is this popular folk dance? Is it the polka, the mazurka, or the hora? Ed.
Polka.
Polka for Ed. Janie.
It's the polka.
That folk dance is the polka. Ed goes to two. Michael to seven. Janie to three. And that was the last question for our players. We'll take all those spins to the big board. To decide who avoids the whammy, walks away with the big bucks. But hurry back.
Michael can now definitely hit that button the instant he wants to.
Blinkin' and trademarks.
But there's more to breaking the bank than remarkable reflexes. What else does Michael have up his sleeve? Okay, boys and girls, it's back to the big board, where Michael is going to take Ed and Janie to school. Try to learn something yourself next.
Boys and girls, hipsters, flipsters, and finger pap on daddies, lend me your lobes, because I'm going to take just a moment to remind you that one of the spins in this very round will be the home player's spin. I'm going to show the home audience right at this exact moment which spin it will be. So if the contestant who's playing that spin has drawn your card, that spin's going to be for you. And this is it. This is the last one. So let's get started and find out who today's winners are going to be. And let's look at some dollar totals. We have a lot of dollars. Michael at $2,500. Ed at $4,080. And Janie, $4,608. You earned last place in this round, which is where you want to be because you got first place in the first round. That means the player with the least amount of money goes first. That is Michael with $2,500. Seven big spins, $80,000 up there, Michael. One prize worth more than $5,000. Some whammies. Be careful. Here we go. $4,000 and a spin. Michael, that's $6,500 and seven spins, first place. Gonna keep going?
Going.
Michael's gonna yell stop for us anytime.
Stop
at $5,000 and a spin. And you got yourself $11,500 and still have seven spins. Michael, you're on a roll. First place, you gonna keep going?
Going.
Oh, he's looking for more big bucks.
Stop
at $1,000 and a spin. $12,500. Six spins, seven spins. You haven't lost a spin, Michael.
I'm never losing them. Let's go.
Done this with seven spins still. All right.
Stop
at Kauai. Michael, a trip to Kauai. And the value of that trip is $1,636. $14,136.
Six
spins. Gonna go. $14,136 on the line.
Stop
at $4,000 and a spin. $18,136. Michael, six spins and you got all that money. You've got more than... almost 14,000 more. She's gonna go. Michael's going. What a hunk of change to ride.
Stop
at 500 and spin. 18,636. And you still have six spins, Michael. Press your luck or pass. Michael's going. Oh, 18,000. Gutsy, $700 in a spin. 19,000. 336, Michael. Six spins. Go, he says. Michael's going. Wait a minute. Woo-hoo! Oh, the mating call. That's the mating call of the wounded duck-billed platypus. And it's also the home player spin time. And I got to tell you, Michael is on a roll. So, Michael, if you'll read the name of the player and card in front of you, we'll find out who that lucky player is.
It's Michael Landry of Jennerette, Louisiana.
All right, Michael. Michael, this is it. Grab something lucky because whatever Michael wins, you will win also. And if Michael hits a whammy, he'll lose all his money. But you'll receive $500 courtesy of the whammy, of course. And, of course, if Michael hits money plus a spin, you'll receive the money. And Michael will get the money and the spin. Michael, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Two Michaels going at 19,336. Let's get some big bucks. $1,000 and a spin. Congratulations, Michael and Louisiana. You've got yourself $1,000. Congrats. Michael, you have $1,000 and a spin. Brings a total of $20,336. And you have six spins. You have those 16,000 more than Janie. And here we go. Wow.
Stop
at $750 and a spin. $21,086. Six spins, Michael. You have over 16,000 more than Jamie. Gonna go again. Michael's going with $21,000. Pressing his
luck.
$5,000 and a spin. Michael, $26,086. And you still have six spins and he's going. Michael's going with $26,000. Unbelievable. What's happening? Looking for more big bucks. Pressing.
Stop!
Pick a corner. $2,250. $1,500 and a spin or $2,000, Michael.
$2,250.
You got it, Michael. $28,336. And Michael says, let's go. Unbelievable. Stop! And a sailboat. A sailboat worth $1,015. Michael, you're at $29,351, and you're going to keep going? Here we go. Roll that board. $29,000. This is what we call the show Press Your Luck.
Stop!
$3,000 and a spin. $32,351, Michael. And you still have four spins. And a go! Roll that board. Here he goes. Looking for big bucks.
Stop!
Stop at $500 and a spin. $32,851. How many spins has this been? Unbelievable. Michael, four spins left. $32,851. you have $28,000 more than Jamie, you're going to go again. He's going again. He's unbelievable. Oh, Michael.
Stop!
$4,000 and a spin! $4,000, Michael, that's $36,851. All right, this is it.
Let's again break down the action to analyze what Michael is up to.
One prize worth more than $5,000. Be careful, here we go!
Michael quickly racks up $10,000.
$4,000 on a spin!
Stop!
Stop still, all right.
He then lands on a trip to Kauai. Most folks would be thrilled. But look closely at Michael's immediate reaction. At time code 119.58.21, Michael clearly looks puzzled, but then quickly recovers and is all smiles again. What's up with that? It's a very good indication that Michael has figured out how to stop the board exactly where he wants to, but that he's not infallible. So while a Kauai vacation is hardly a whammy, Michael needs to really bear down and concentrate more. He then starts piling up the cash. Now this is a very telling moment. At time code 1:21:48, Michael spins again. But this time, he seems to wait, almost forever, before finally stopping on $750 plus a spin. Why so long? Well, look at it again, and watch his eyes this time. It's a great opportunity to really observe him. He's in full concentration. Then at time code 1:21:56, he relaxes, almost as if he's taking a mental break. He even chuckles. Then at time code 1:21:59, he snaps back into his zen state, and less than a second later...
Stop at 750 and a spin!
While Michael continues to rake in the cash, his co-contestants are sitting by idly. Michael then starts to get cocky about his success. Watch his reaction here when he lands on $3,000 and a spin. Now watch again in slow-mo. Notice the time between when he hits the button and when he starts to celebrate. It's instant. He knew he was going to win. He started cheering the moment he hit the button. And he'll do that many more times. Janie is simply dumbfounded.
Stop! $4,000!
Here it's gotten so crazy that I don't even know what to say anymore. Coming up, Michael's amazing dominance of a totally random game board continues.
He's going again!
Did I say totally random? Those of you who have really been paying attention know better by now.
Welcome back. I'm Peter Tamarkin. On May 19th, 1984, Michael Larson, a regular guy from Ohio, rewrote the rules of Press Your Luck and managed to win more money in one day than anybody else had in the history of television. How did he do it? Well, you're about to find out.
Press Your Luck's big board was an ominous sight. Cash, prizes, and those wicked whammies flash rapidly and seemingly randomly, mocking contestants.
Stop at a whammy.
But was it random? In the weeks prior to the show's premiere in September 1983, concern over the design of the board began to be voiced.
The game board, as I understand it, had a limited number of patterns, and they ran the same patterns over and over again.
That was a problem for the producers, who felt that such a small number of patterns may prove to be the board's Achilles heel.
I said, we can't go with six. So we had a meeting about a week later with the head of the network, daytime head, Mike Brockman.
So this issue was discussed, and it was then agreed at the outset to reduce the frequency of the light patterns, thinking that it would be safe and that there would be no risk involved in doing that. Obviously, we were wrong.
To really break down Michael Larson's genius, Ed, Janie, and I were joined by videotape analyst and graphic designer Patrick Martin at our own digital computer graphics version of the original Press Your Luck Big Board.
Okay, gang, we're all here. Does this look a little familiar? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that's the famous board. I know some of the elements of how Michael did it, but we have a resident guru here, Patrick, who is going to extol us with his insights as to how Michael did what he did. What did he do, Patrick?
Well, the first thing that he did is he numbered off the tiles. So that's what we've done here for you, is numbered tiles 1 through 18 clockwise.
Right.
From there, he realized that the light surrounding each tile came on in a pattern. Then, he also discovered that tiles number 4 and number 8 never had a whammy in them.
So this and this never had a whammy.
Which is where he won all his money. So as long as he could land on either of those squares, he didn't know what he necessarily was going to win, but he knew that he would not hit a whammy.
So how did he do it?
What he did is he knew when the 4 was going to come up. And he counted a few numbers before that. So watch for number 2 to light up.
Okay.
When number 2 comes on, there. We go 2, 12, 1, 9, 4.
2, 12, 1,
9, 4. 2, 12, 1, 9, 4. 2, 12, 1, 9, 4. So
wow.
If you ignore the prizes completely and just focus on where the lights land.
This is what we call a show, Press Your Luck. Stop! 3,000! Stop! 5,000!
Whoa! So that's what he memorized.
Actually, Peter, there was 5 patterns of 18 squares that he had to memorize in order to hit the 4 or the 8.
5 patterns? You're lying to my face.
Nope. When one sequence would end, the next sequence would start, and he had to know where the 4 and the 8 were in that sequence that would come up.
So he had to memorize 5 patterns.
5 patterns.
While being under the lights, with me in his face,
yes.
With an audience, with all the pressure to be able to identify 5 different patterns and then pick one out of the 5 to capitalize
Absolutely.
On is just nothing short of incredible.
It is incredible. The trick here, of course, is to get the timing correct because the first spin he had, he whammied out.
Stop! He got a whammy.
Because he didn't know how long the response time was.
Right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So there's 5 different patterns. You know, what do you guys think? 5 different patterns.
Oh, that's...
You think you can do it?
No.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I feel like Monty Hall, let's make a deal. I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm not going to give you 5 patterns because that's just too much. That's excessive. We'll give you 1 pattern, and you don't even have to memorize it. We'll tell you where it is. If we tell you where it is, do you think that you could do it? You think you have the hand-eye coordination? That will...
No. I seriously don't. The buttons are too fast.
Well, see, Janie's willing to try. You're willing to try. Okay, we're going to let you guys think about it a little bit. We're going to come back later and give you a chance to see if you can do what Michael did. Stay with us.
Michael, you still have the 4 spin. Let's go again.
Highest ever we've ever had. 44,601. Will he keep it?
Stop!
3,000 and a spin. 47,601 dollars, and Michael's going again. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting over here. 47,601. Oh, Michael, hold on to it.
I'm scared.
Stop!
Stop at 750 and a spin. You can't get rid of spins, Michael. That's 48,351. That must be at least 15 spins. At least 15. You're going to keep going. 58,351. Michael, you're unbelievable. Oh, pressing your luck. That's what they call it.
Stop!
Stop at $3,000. That is spin. Michael, you have over $50,000. You have 51,351. And you have four spins left. There's no one even close to you.
When we come back, Michael Larson falls victim.
It's going to keep going with over $51,000, $500, $51,851, and you still have a spin. Michael, you still have four spins. Unreal. 51-8 and you're rolling the board.
Stop!
Stop at 500 and a spin. 52,000. 52,000. Michael, you still have four spins.
Just go!
What? I don't care. So whatever. Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at 500 and a spin. 52,851. Four spins. Michael, I've never seen anyone press their luck like you are, and you are pressing your luck. 52,851, and he's going again.
Stop!
4,000. Michael, you're up to 56,851. You have four spins left. You have over $50,000 more than Janie and Ed put together. Okay, Michael's going again. 56,851, and he's going again.
Stop!
Stop at 5,000 and a spin. I don't know, I can't believe it. Michael, you're at $61,000 and change.
Still once!
Go on, he says. Oh, Michael. Oh, nerves
Stop.
Of steel. 4,000 and a spin. You have over $65,000. Do you know what that means? You know you have over $65,000?
Not anymore.
You do. What are you going to do? Again. Unbelievable, Michael.
Stop!
Stop at $5,000. Michael, you have over $70,000 and you still have four spins. You must have rolled 25 times without a whammy, and you're still going? Oh, my. Oh.
Stop!
4,000 and a spin. 74,851. Michael, you have rolled 31 times without a whammy. 31 times. You're going to press again? Oh, 74,851. Michael, big bucks, please. 4,000 and a spin. 78,000, Michael. 851. 32 spins without a whammy.
Yes,
78,851. Four spins. This is unreal. Big bucks.
Oh. Stop!
Stop at 500 and a spin. 79,000. 3-5-1. Michael, you can't get rid of the four spins. You can't sell those spins.
I don't want to give them away.
You don't want to give them away? You've got 75,000 more than Jane.
Here we go. 79,000, 3, 5, 1, 33 spins, 4,000.
I don't believe it. $4,000.
You're up to $83,351. Michael, $83,000. Man's going to go. Stop! $3,000 and a spin. $86,351. Michael, you still have the same four spins. What do you want to do? Go again! Oh, stop at $4,000 and a spin. You're at $90,000, Michael, and $351 to go with it. $90,000.
Go!
You're going to go again? Michael's going again. $90,000. We've never had anything like this before.
Stop
at $500 and a spin. $90,851. Michael? The odds are unbelievable. $90,851, and he goes again. What a hunk of money riding on one spin. Oh, luck be a lady. $4,000 and a spin. $94,851, Michael. Go again. Go again. You're a pin drop. $5,000 and a spin. Michael, you have $99,851.
Go
again. Stop at $3,000 and a spin. Michael, you get it. You're over $100,000. The board doesn't show it. You're at $102,851. You are pressing your luck.
In these last two acts, we saw Michael Larson continue to stay focused in his attack as his winning shot into the stratosphere.
Stop at $5,000 and a spin.
CBS couldn't stop him. Ed and Janie couldn't stop him. But stress was clearly taking its toll. Michael Larson was beginning to struggle.
You know you have over $65,000.
Not anymore.
You do.
But he pressed on. Michael's eyes and his reflexes had not yet let him down. However, contestant Ed Long was getting concerned for Michael's health.
Because you could sense the tension and the focus, and it was almost like, how long can this go on?
And I, too, was getting concerned not only for him physically, but I didn't want to see him lose that money.
Press again. Oh.
But as he had been from the moment he walked into the studio that day, Michael was fully in charge of the game and of his faculties. Coming up, the white-knuckle ride in the control room. And then, we invite Ed and Janie to face the big board one more time. There are two sides to every game show. The side you see on stage and behind the scenes in the control room. In the control room of Press Your Luck, the producers and directors knew that Michael Larson was on to something.
When Michael Larson got up to six or seven spins in a row, and is when I began to realize that there was something unusual going on.
After about the third spin, the question that was sort of being mentally asked of everybody is, how is he doing that? And then it was just, oh my God, he's doing that. And it got quiet.
All the Press Your Luck team could do is watch, wait, and pray.
We knew how to deal with every other situation, but all we could do with this was hang on for the ride.
I said, Peter, just keep it going as long as you can. He said, Bill, this guy's going to walk away with the network.
Hey,
If Michael can do it, you can do it. Ed, hit the board, 4,080. What the heck? You've only got $96,000 to go. Okay, Ed, hit it.
I don't believe this.
I'm the
go.
You guys lock up, I'm leaving.
Man, I don't know about this, Peter. Stop!
Stop it, a whammy. I don't believe it. Michael, did you know that whammy was coming? Wow. One spin left, one whammy, no dollars. What do you think, Ed?
I couldn't pass.
You
want to
come up here?
Mike.
I'll go up there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah,
do something. Roll it.
I'm gonna. Go for it.
Here it goes.
Go for it. Come on, big bucks, and I need a 5,000 and a spin for Toby. Come on, stop.
Stop it. 5,000 and a spin. You got it. 5,000 and a spin, and you get
roll
to pick it. Roll again.
Let's go. Let's go. I need it for Toby. Stop.
Stop it. 5,000 and a spin again. What is going on? $10,000. You still have a spin. Second place. Stretch your luck or pass, Ed.
What am I going to do? I've got to go,
Peter.
Here
we go.
I've got to go. Come on again for Toby. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Money's gone, Ed. Let's go to Janie. Four spins you have to take, Janie, one at a time. Here they come. One's coming. Here comes the first one.
Come on, big bucks. Come on, stop.
Stop at a whammy. No bucks, but we'll take the three spins in the pass column. Move them over to the earn column. You now have six spins in the earn column, none in the pass column, and no dollars and one whammy. What do you want to do, Janie? Here we go.
Come on.
We got $102,851 to go.
Stop.
Stop at 700 and a spin.
All right.
Still have six spins. Press your luck to pass. Here we go.
Okay. Stop.
Stop at a water bike. Value of the water bike is... 3,435. You're at 41.35. Five spins. Press your luck to pass. Here she goes.
Come on, big bucks. Come on.
Stop at $2,500. 66.35. Four spins. Press your luck or pass. Here we go.
Press my luck. Okay, big bucks. Come on. Come on. Stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin. That's 7,385. Four spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Here we go.
Come on, big bucks. Come on now. Come on. Stop.
Stop at $2,000. That's been your total up to 93.85. Three spins, press your luck with that. Passing them, okay. All right, Michael. And we'll see the incredible ending to this game right after this. Hi, everybody. Thank you, Ron Ruddy, and welcome to Pressure Luck. We've got two contestants here to see if they can win the big bucks and avoid the whammy on Press Your Luck. I had to do that. I had to throw that in. You know, it's like riding a bike. It all comes back to you. Now, we'll see if this board comes back to you as well. Remember, Michael sprung into action when he saw this number two tile go up. He knew that that was his key. So he went from, he knew that after two happened, it would then go to 12. After 12, he knew it would go back up here to one. From one, he knew it would go to nine, and then the payoff from nine to four. Remember it like a mantra. Okay? You guys think you can do this?
We are ready.
Janie, you want to go for
it? Give it a try.
Come on over here, my dear. We're going to give it a shot. Here at the big board, we've got Janie up there with her hand poised over the button. We're going to give you a lot of spins. You want to avoid the whammy? Remember, that's the magic square. When that lights up, you light up. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, big bucks and no whammies. Here we go.
No whammies. No whammies. Come on.
$500. All right, we're going to give you another shot. You missed it by one beat. See how difficult that is?
Okay,
let's try it again. Let's run the board. Oh, 4,000 and a spin. You got it. All right, you finally got the timing down. You've got $4,500. Let's go.
Big bucks, big bucks.
Stop. 3,000 and a spin. Oh, you still got your spins. Put your luck up.
All right, press my luck.
Let's go. Goes to $7,500. I'm so sorry. Some whammy would come up and bite you. Well, you saw how difficult it was,
it is,
didn't you?
It is.
Yeah. You want to give Ed a shot at this?
Ted?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You got the benefit of watching Janie.
I need that.
So yours should be a little easier because Janie kind of broke the ice. All right? You got your hands poised over the button. You got the Michael Larson grip.
That's right.
I like
I've
that.
Been
you
practicing.
Learned.
I
Remember, that's the one you're looking for. 2 goes to 12, goes to 1, goes to 9, and goes up to that magic 4 where you get the spins and money. Are you ready? Yeah. Avoid the whammy big bucks coming at you. Here we go. Roll the boat. Whammy.
Michael did it the first time around.
Yeah. So we're going to let that go at your whammy. Remember, that's the one you're looking for.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you got one whammy, no box pressure luck. There it is, $4,000 in a spin. You're on a roll now. That's pressure luck, $4,000 in a spin. Going to spend $9,000. You're in the groove. Here he goes. Ed is rocking it.
Come on, for Toby. Let's go.
There it is. $4,000. You got to spend. You got about $13,000 to spend. It's pretty easy, isn't it?
Once
you've memorized it and know it, we give you all the skills. Yeah. Press or pass?
I'll go, Peter.
Going to go again. Roll the board. $238. That is one more dollar than Michael Larson. You're going to press your luck a pass.
I'm stopping. Peter.
He's stopping.
I'm
You're
done.
A new champ.
I am done.
$110,238. The only difference is he got his money. You don't get zip.
What do you think? What do you guys think? Do you have a greater appreciation for what happened?
Oh, understatement. Yeah. That's an understatement.
I mean, as I said before, you can like him or not like him, but you can't help but admire
right.
what he did.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Coming up, it's back to 1984, and Michael Larson is back in the last place he ever wanted to be.
All right, here we go. Finn, Michael, I've never seen anyone press their luck like you are, and you are pressing your luck.
As the game went on, and Michael Larson kept winning and winning and winning, all of us on stage were feeling conflicted, to say the least. The audience was into him. They were amazed. They were quiet at times because, you know, they were kind of hoping that he would do well, and they were frightened that he would whammy.
He was concentrating to such extent. There came really a part in the process where I became nervous for him. It was almost at that point in time where he said, I need an exit. I need to get out of here as quickly as possible. I'm not sure I can keep doing this.
Michael, you have rolled 31 times without a whammy. 31 times. You're going to press again.
He was almost through his voice trying to communicate to Mike Larson, are you sure you want to lose it? You're going to lose this money sometime, bud.
But there were some people who were not rooting for Larson.
He kept winning and winning, and I just kept clapping and getting madder and madder. It's like, okay, I was supposed to be the winner.
All right, Michael.
I didn't want him.
Can you handle him?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 3 of them. $102,000, $4,000, and a spin. $106,851, one spin to earn time, 3 more to go, here we go. Oh, $106,851 on the line. Stop at $750 and a spin. That means it's $107,601. One more spin you have to take, Michael, before we can deal with the earned spins. Here's the last one you must take. $107,101, a trip to the Bahamas. A trip to the Bahamas. With that money, you can buy the Bahamas, Michael. $2,636. You're at $110,237. They go to you, Janie. 2 pass. One at a time. Here they come, Janie. $93.85.
Come on, big bucks.
You got a long way to go, Janie.
Come on. Stop.
Stop at $750. All right. Hold everything. We're at $10,135, Janie. Michael is at 110,237. To say the least, you will have to get something that gives you an additional spin in order to stay in this game and continue, because CBS will relinquish its entire daytime schedule for this show to go on if you keep going. Are you ready, Janie?
Yeah!
Is it Michael going to hold on to that 110,000? Let's see, Janie.
Stop
it, a Mexican cruise. What's the difference? It is Michael.
110,237.
We'll be back. We'll be back sometime.
Well, he watched the show, knowing from the start that Michael Larson was the big winner of the day and the biggest winner in the history of Press Your Luck. Yes, Ed and Janie both quickly became victims of the cruel and well-rested whammy. Janie had one more chance to knock King Michael off his throne when she passed the game back to him, trailing by more than 100,000. Her only hope was to force him to whammy out, and then she'd be the big winner of the day with a measly $9,385.
Three spins.
According to the rules of the game, Michael had to take all three spins that Janie passed to him before he could pass.
Can you handle them? All right, here we go, three of them.
Clearly, Michael was not happy about facing the big board again, but he had no choice. Seemingly effortlessly, he picks up right where he left off and snags another $4,000 and a spin on his first go. He cheers, Janie squeals in disbelief, Ed still stunned. Then Michael takes the second of his mandatory three spins. Remember, he's being forced to play. One whammy and he loses everything.
Stop at 750 and a spin.
Despite winning $750 and another spin, the look on his face was not one of glee. He looks like something went wrong. He even shakes his head.
It seemed that he was getting tired. You could tell by the expression on his face that some of the squares that he hit maybe weren't the ones he had hoped to.
Was he losing his edge? Perhaps so, because on the very next spin, he lands on a screen that he's not used to landing on. He has clearly been going after the big money screens at the top and on the right side of the big board. A trip to the Bahamas does not fit his pattern. As a matter of fact, that screen was the same one that Michael whammied out on in his first spin of the show. That was the last of Michael's required spins. His cash and prize total is now a spectacular $110,237. After coming within microseconds of losing it all, Michael wiped his brow and gladly passed his spins to Janie. Michael Larson had whammied the whammy. But CBS smelled a rat and was determined to deny payment to someone who was, in their eye, a cheater.
Thought about winning on Press Your Luck. That is by far the most ever won on this show. You are the all-time champion, retired, and we get a special call from the president of CBS thanking you for retiring as the Hall of Fame all-time winner in the history of Press Your Luck. Michael, when you had $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, what was in your mind? Why did you keep going?
Well, two things. One, it felt right. And the second was I still had seven spins, and if I passed them, somebody could have done what I did. That was a lot of spins to pass, seven.
And you felt that, perhaps someone might, if you had that kind of money, someone would pass spins back to you, which eventually
yes,
Janie
they did.
What are you going to do with the money, Michael?
Invest in houses.
Real estate?
Yes, real estate. To shelter it. I had to shelter it.
Out here or back where you're from?
No, back where I'm from. I wouldn't even buy nothing out here.
The man comes out here, takes our money and leaves.
Leaves, yes.
So you're going to take that money and go back and buy some real estate and not drive an ice cream truck.
I'm going to Bahamas, I think, and some other place.
I bet, and your family might like that a lot. And do you have anything in mind as to what you're going to get your daughter for her belated birthday present?
No, it'll be a surprise.
You think this might be a surprise to her as well? Michael, you were an absolute treat. I mean, I couldn't believe it when that the 70s, 80s, 90,000, you kept going. Obviously, you felt right.
I came out of here only wanting 20 because I wanted to come back the next show, but...
Well, I feel real bad for you, Michael, because you can't come back the next show. But you have won at least, I think, 3 times more than anybody's ever won in the show. Congratulations. Spend it wisely and get your daughter a lovely birthday gift.
Okay, thank you.
It's been a real treat. Ed, you're leaving with $11,516. Right. And I need... And Janie, you're leaving with a lot of memories. You've been involved in history here. Until next time, when we'll see 3 new players, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
After the camera stopped rolling in the studio, everybody realized that something quite amazing had gone on. So amazing, in fact, that nobody knew what to do at first.
When I started breathing again, to me, the thing I will always remember is the sense of complete unreality when I realized what was happening. Nothing like that had ever happened to any of us before.
Immediately after the game was over, I probably went out and had a drink.
When the game was over, everyone was in shock. At first, it was just like silence. And then Peter broke the silence with, "I don't believe this just happened. What's going on here?" And everyone ascended onto the set and was around Michael. And I just kind of slithered off like the big loser.
Oh, thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Here we are. We're kind of on the edge of this precipice. The guy could have fallen off. He didn't.
I think at the end of the show, all the executives were... amazed, depressed, a little angry, and part of them were happy. There was a sense of, he'd done it, he broke the secret. So there was a combination of feelings. It was so bizarre.
I was frightened by it. I thought it might ruin the show. But it wasn't my $100,000 that he got. It was the network's.
The next day, the post-mortem began. Who was this guy? What did he do? And what the heck do we do now?
Virtually every department head at CBS gathered, and the prevailing question was, how could we let this happen? What can we do about it? Do we have to pay the guy his money?
In that production meeting, or I might call it more of a lynch mob at that point in time, the request was made to... play back Michael's performance on the show and take a look at it.
Stop! $4,000!
There was a lot of attempted finger-pointing, but this was one of those situations where really nobody was at fault.
I don't remember any finger-pointing at anyone. This was a decision that we had all reached, so we were all culpable, all partly responsible.
We went over the release form with a fine-tooth comb. He fit every criteria. He had not broken any of the rules of the game. He had played fairly. He was an eligible contestant. We insisted that he be paid his money, which he won fairly and honestly.
What was illegal about the process? He beat the system. So how do you deny him the monies that he earned? What legal basis do you have to do that? And after some discussion, it was agreed that he could receive the money that he won.
Michael's run at the big board was chopped into 2 episodes. And against the wishes of CBS program practices, they were broadcast, but were never shown again until now.
How does it feel to be the part owner of CBS?
I think the prevailing thought at CBS at the time was embarrassment. It was not something that a major network is going to ballyhoo to the press. By the way, we had a system on our show that was completely beatable.
The show was not beatable for long. Immediate changes were made to the patterns or lists on the big board.
It was decided that we very quickly and efficiently needed to put in place something that was much more random. We were able to convert the system from 5 lists of 18 to 32 lists of 18.
The 21st century technology used in Game Show Network's Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, would have left Michael Larson shaking his head. This new generation big board, run by a basic 200 megahertz PC, is truly random and completely Larson-proof. That doesn't change the fact that the game is more fun than ever, and that you can still win some big bucks. As for Michael Larson, he went back to Ohio in May 1984, over $100,000 richer, basking in his achievement. Little did he know that his life was all downhill from there. After Michael Larson returned home with his winnings, the clock began to wind down on his 15 minutes of fame.
I believe him winning the money on Press Your Luck really reinforced his idea that you can get rich quick. And it just spurred him on to other types of ideas that where you could make money quickly.
But none of those plans worked out for Michael.
Michael got himself into a lot of different problems with the law in respect of getting involved with a telephone sort of scam where they were selling part of a nationwide lottery. This led to him leaving home and leaving the area. My mother and I both were contacted by different segments of the federal government. My mother by the IRS and by the SEC. I was contacted by the FBI. They asked me if I'd heard from him. Of course, I said yes. They said, well, do you know where he's at? And I said, no, I don't want to know. Because then I can tell you with all honesty that I don't know where he's at. I had some feelings that he might have been in one of the islands off the United States. And then I became to believe that perhaps he was in Florida. But I never knew until I finally got the call that he had passed away. And it was revealed to me then that he was in Apopka, Florida. And so his whole thing about trying to make money quick was, again, his downfall.
When the Press Your Luck show aired, I didn't watch it because I didn't care. I didn't care if he won or lost. I just didn't care. At one point in time in my life, I really despised Michael Larson. I despised him for all he'd put me through, for what he's put his son through.
Some of his get-rich-quick schemes were almost comical.
When he returned home, Michael withdrew all his winnings out of the banks, and they carried it all in the house in $1 bills. There was a game show on a radio that if you could match the serial number of a $1 bill, you could win a $30,000 jackpot. We spent every day going through bags of money. We would sit and just go through the money and shuffle it and look for the serial numbers and just loosely lay it into a grocery bag.
Michael's sudden riches were no secret in his neighborhood. Keeping that kind of cash laying about was just asking for trouble. And trouble is what he got.
We were getting ready to go to a Christmas party. We still had, $40,000, $50,000 in our house. So we leave and we go to the Christmas party. We come home, the back door was kicked in, money was gone. Somebody had broke into the house and stole it.
Michael actually accused Teresa of somehow being behind the theft. To this day, the case remains unsolved. Teresa's disgust with Michael peaked. She had had enough.
He had $5,000 he left in a dresser drawer in the bedroom. I packed up my two kids and I took the $5,000. And I left and I went to a hotel room. I called home and I said, I want you to pack your bags and get out of my house. And all he said was, I want my money back. I moved in with my parents with the two kids until he did move out. That was the only money I'd gotten out of the $110,000 that he had won.
It took 6 months for me to actually work out all the patterns.
The last second of Michael's 15 minutes ticked off in late 1994 when he appeared on ABC's Good Morning America, The movie Quiz Show had just opened, and game show scandals were a hot topic.
I went in there to shoot the moon, so to speak. I decided at that point I would go for 100,000. Just kept going. 45 spins in a row I went without a whammy. I would like to play Jeopardy. I think I have figured out some angles on that.
You can hear that something seems wrong with Michael's voice. It was throat cancer. The ultimate whammy came from Michael Larson on February 16th, 1999.
His girlfriend had called me and said that Michael was dying, that he was on his deathbed, and he was talking feverishly about his son. And I can only imagine that he wanted to make it right before he passed on. But his son didn't want to talk to him.
He left three children by three different women and some bittersweet memories.
It was before he got passed.
Much like this.
When we brought everyone back together to remember that extraordinary day in 1984, we had no idea how each of them would remember Michael.
What would Michael make of all this, all of us here talking about him, revisiting the episode? What would he be saying?
I think he'd be gratified because I don't think he felt like the people or the media made as much of it at the time as he would have liked. For people telling other little underlying secrets about other things that he did, I don't think he'd be too satisfied.
I always root for the underdog, and I figured, what a brilliant, brilliant job. I mean, we weren't the network. It wasn't our money. He ripped him off for $110,000. More power to him.
I think it was a David versus Goliath kind of story. I mean, he slew us.
He's the only one who actually figured it out and got on the show and won. And for that alone, you have to tip your hat to the man.
He earned every nickel of what he won. In fact, I think he was underpaid. Michael's guilty of nothing more than being enterprising. And I don't know of another story in the game show history that rivals this one. On behalf of all of us, I'd like to propose a toast to Michael Larson, who's up there, up above, and if there is a God up there, all I can say is, watch your pockets.
Yeah. You know? It may not be up above.
I remember.